move over. Oil companies, the headlines read, the latest target for protesters is Google. Why is that?
Well, because Google has been getting a lot of headlines these days recently, as we've all been able to see. I mean, particularly as it relates to them potentially building a censored search engine for the Chinese market. These plans were sort of exposed over the summer by news reports. Nothing is confirmed. Google said it was working on it, but has no plans right now to go into the country. However, it's attracted attention from human rights groups, ranging from Amnesty International to Human Rights Watch to some of the groups that advocate for free expression within China itself.
So the campaigns, you know, the major protest campaigns against Google, what else are they complaining about?
Of course, another big issue that Google has sort of had to deal with over the last several months has been how it approaches sexual harassment and sexual misconduct. They paid out a large sum to one of their big executives several years ago, and that also came to light this year, which sparked a major walkout by many of their employees.
And how are the employees reacting to seeing this many protests?
I mean, Google is not the kind of company that you think initially would attract the attention of a Human Rights Watch or an Amnesty International. You know, and I've been speaking to Google employees, some of them on the record, some of them off the record. Obviously, some of them don't want to, you know, speak out publicly. But, you know, this is not the company that they thought that they were signing up for. And I think it's a function of, at the end of the day, Google is a corporation like any other. And their main goal is to make money and grow, and sometimes that rubs up against some things that people don't like.
Sort of interesting that this comes on the same week that the head of Google was being accused by conservatives of you know, having a liberal bias.
Yeah, so that's an accusation that Google has had trouble shaking off, even though there's no real proof of that. I mean, from Google's perspective, it wouldn't make sense to bias against, you know, half of the country in terms of their search results. And so, though there's no proof of that, it's something that conservative politicians really like to talk about. I think it sort of gets their voters excited, gives them another reason to fundraise and get out to the polls. So I don't think you're going to hear people quiet down on that issue anytime soon.